Chevra, first of all, the Torah tonight is going to be Lilu Nishmas, two very special people. Mishpacha, I'm very, very close with the Seltzers, Yitzchak Zalman, Michael, Evan, the Gantz Mishpacha. Mom is like Mishpacha to me. So David Seltzer, both his father and mother, your tzitzer over the next 2 days, tonight, tomorrow, and then Erev Shavuos, Shabbos Kodesh. Both of his parents, Yisachar Doiv ben Harav Ruvain, Yisachar Doiv ben Harav Ruvain, and Miriam Bas Yitzchak. The neshamas should have aliyos. They should watch over their mom, which is a beautiful, incredible family that I love so much. And Amir Hashem, we should be zoicha to be reunited with them. Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehera b'yameinu. You know, after a shir like we all, most of us were present by, on one hand you think, you just got so much chizik, you got so much yisairus, and maybe you leave it, and that's it for the night. But those of us that are connected to Torah, connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's pum fakert. If we were there, and whoever was by the shtiebel, by Ryan Waxman, and we're inspired by that Torah, so it's pum fakert, you're going to want so much more. How can we not run to learn more Torah tonight? If it really hit us, and really was pneumius diktaira, so I want to learn more, I want to shtag all night. So I'm not saying we should stay up all night tonight, it's not a good idea, so close to Shavuos. But it's chus to learn more Torah. There's an incredible medrash. There's an incredible medrash that's talking about the Zaman of the Amira of the Aseres HaDibros by Matan Torah. The Medrash in Parshas Mishpatim Chav Tes Tes. Listen to this Medrash, Chavra. Amar Rav Avo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Avo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kishenasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Heilige Torah, Tzipor Lo Tzavach. No bird was to scream. Oif lo parach, no birds were flying. Shor lo gaw, no ox was neighing. What did it do? Goring. It's not the gore. No, no, the noise. Gaw. Oh, that's what noise they make. Okay, you say so. Whatever noise they make. What do you want to say? What noise? What?
Axis milk?
No, I don't know. Whatever noise the shore makes. Ifanim lo afu. The angelic figures of the Ifanim, the heavenly figures, lo afu, they were not flying around. Srafim lo amru, kadosh, kadosh. Even the Srafim, we see even the forces up in Shemayim, closest to the Eibishter, we're not speaking, we're not saying kadosh, kadosh. Hayom lo nizdazo. And even the sea was silent, was quiet, it wasn't moving, it wasn't shaking, the waves weren't raging. Habrios lo dibru. The creations were not speaking. Ela oilam shoyseku machrish. The entire veld, the entire world was silenced. Shoyseik umachrish. It's a double lashon. Complete silence. V'yotza hakoil anoichi Hashem lokecha. And the voice came out, anoichi Hashem lokecha, from the Eibishter Mamish, anoichi Hashem lokecha, Hashem your God. The moment of Har Sinai, the moment when the Rabbon Shalom was speaking, when the Eibishter is speaking, so how could any other entity in the world, any creation, make a sound under a sound? Complete silence. Such a powerful moment in time. Nothing else existed. The world was paralyzed. Because in face of the Rabbeinu Shalom, there is nothing else. There's a lot we could say about this Medrash, but I saw in the Ber Chaim, Rav Melech Biderman, such beautiful Torahs for Shavuos. So he explained, what does silence represent? What does this medrash represent? He said it represents a brand new beginning to the world. That the world became an Olam Chadash, a Briya Chadasha. The previous world came to an end, and it was a whole new beginning. His Chadshus on the highest of levels. So the silence of the world was, in a certain sense, the end of one and the beginning of a new. As if nothing existed, it was like Kilu Tov Avo, the Torah is given, and a whole new entity, a whole new world. Because a world without Torah is not the same world with Torah. You see, there's nothing in the world that is the same anymore once we have a Torah. Because what's the Torah supposed to do for us? The Torah is not just a Torah to sit and shteig, although we should be sitting and shteiging and be amal b'Torah as much as we can, not just on a Shuas night. Lo aleinu, there are Yidden that think Torah is for one night a year. There are Yidden that think suddenly Shuas night. Now it's a beautiful thing to learn all Shavuos night if you're going to learn. Don't take that away. But that there are Yidden that think one night a year I learn. The rest of the year I'm not learning. Suddenly Shavuos night I'm going to stay up all night learning. It's beautiful to stay up all night learning Shavuos night. V'gisa bo yayim v'layla every single day of the year as much as we can. We should be oisik b'Torah. But Torah, Vada, that's a big part of Torah. And Vada is Lumad Amas La'asos. We have to learn Torah so we know which mitzvahs to keep, what to do, what's right, what's wrong. Mitzvahs Asi, mitzvahs Lo Sase. But the Torah is supposed to penetrate us so deeply that everything we do is different. I'm a Torah Dig Yid in everything that I do. I walk differently. I talk differently. The entire world is a different world. My world is a different world. It's a beautiful world when it's backed in Torah. In everything that I do is full of Kedusha. We started learning today, we were speaking about this earlier today, we started chassan classes and talking about bringing the Rebbeinu Shalom into every aspect of our lives, even what seems to the world like the most mundane of places. We have Halacha guiding us and teaching us that this too is Kadosh in everything that we do. So it's a whole new world. How beautiful, how wonderful. It came to me, a little remez. Might sound a little bit strange. You know, you always got to go with whatever comes to you. I don't try to spend too much time. I say whatever the Siyat Dishmai is. So if you take the gematria of Kabbalah Behar Sinai, the acceptance of Torah Behar Sinai, and you add 60, because Chazal say there are 60 Mesechtas, even though we have a different amount, but they could be understood in different ways and broken up in different ways, whether all the Babas are one Mesechta or not, whatever, or three separate. And other Mesechtas, but in Chazal we find, Ramazim, that there are 60 Mesechtas. So that's Torah Shval Peh. So your Kabbalah Behar Sinai, which is the Torah Shval Ksav, plus 60, which is Torah Shval Peh, is Gematria 534, exactly a Gematria, Birya Chadasha. Birya Chadasha. When we're Makabel Torah, we're Makabel Torah in the proper way, it's a Birya Chadasha. The world with Torah is a whole new world. Wow. Now we can understand also through this Gemara and Tzvachim. Anyone learning Daf Yomi these days? Are you learning Tzvachim? You didn't get here yet. This is Kuf Tazayim. Right? You don't know if you're going to get there. What is it? It's impossible, Tzvachim. I can't say I'm holding. I'll buy it one day. So it's Gemara in Kuf Tazayim at Aleph at the bottom. The Gemara says as follows. When the Torah was given to Bnei Yisrael, the voice Anoich Hashem Elokecha seemingly could be heard from one end of the world to the other. They mamish every, all the malachim, all the kings of the world, of the Oivdei Chachavim, were shaking in their pants when they heard this. So what did they do? What's the Gemara say? It's Kabsu Kulam Eto Bilam HaRasha. They all came to Bilam. Bilam's their Navi, Bilam's their prophet. V'amru lo, Makol Ha'om Asher Shemanu. Shema Mabel Bala Olam. What's this sound that we hear? Maybe it's a marble. Maybe the world's being destroyed. So Bilam says back, Far Nishba, Kadosh Baruch Hu, she ain't a maybe marble oilam. Kadosh Baruch Hu already promised there's never going to be another marble. Don't worry. Don't worry about that. God said no more marbles, no more floods. Amrulo, marble shomayim eino mevi. Abu marble she'esh mevi. Shkoyach, Rabboni Shalom promised never to bring a marble of mayim. Maybe a marble of esh. Maybe he's burning down the world. Amrulem, kvar nishba she'eino mashkos kol basar. No, he already promised he's not going to destroy the world. Don't worry. We're good. It's all good. So what did he say? Ma kol ha'amon hazeh she'shamanu. So what is this that we hear? Amar lehem, he said to them, listen to how Bilam HaRasha says, Chem da toiva yesh lo b'beis gnazav. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chem da toiva. Chem da, how do you say in English? Chem da, something wonderful, precious. A delight. What? Precious. Yokor chemda. Something precious, wonderful, delightful, Hashem has hidden away. B'beis gnazav, if it's hidden, it means it's so precious, right? Shahisagnuza etzlo that was hidden by the Rabbanu Shalom, tough kuf ayindal doiris. For 974 generations. Koidem shenivra oilam, before the world was created, that's how far back Torah comes. Ubikesh litna levanov, and he wanted to give it to his children. So the question is beautiful, wonderful. Why were the Oivdev Adazar, the Malachim, the kings fearful that the world was coming to end? Seemingly, we could suggest, based on the Berchaim, what the Berchaim says this in the Gemara of Vachim, that what? Because Mamish, the world was coming to an end. They felt it. Why were they so fearful? They heard loud noises. Shkoyach, that means there's going to be a marble, that means there's going to be Aish destroying the world. Well, they didn't, obviously, they didn't see anything. They didn't see any fire, they didn't see any water. No, but Taka, that's the point. They knew it. They felt it in their bones that it's a whole new world. That the world is coming to an end. Because it's a new world with Torah. Because it's not the same world. A world with Torah and a world without Torah is not the same world. And we have to understand that. And therefore, it's so important that each and every one of us are living our lives steeped in Torah. Because it's going to be a different, beautiful, wonderful world. How do those of us, every one of us, Baruch Hashem, Bez Hashem, hopefully we have simchas and brachas and yeshuas and fools, but we all have nisyonos in our lives, lo aleinu. When you have Torah, when you're living Torah, not just learning Torah, when you're living Torah, kol ma'adav rechmano tavavit. When you're really one with Torah, it means you're really one with the Eibishter. It means that I'm giving the Rebbeinu Shem a hug all day, and you have the Rebbeinu Shem by your side, so you can get through anything. It's a different life. It's a different life. You have two people could suffer the same exact tragedy, lo aleinu. You have two brothers, and a parent passes away, lo aleinu. And one brother is destroyed, and mamish can't, is frozen and depressed, and needs to go to a psychiatrist and a psychologist. And one brother, it's all good, right back into his routine. Don't get me wrong, he's sad. He misses his father, he misses his tata. One brother's living with Torah. Kol ma'adav rechman al-tava, baruch dayan emes. I'm going to move on. Life goes on. Abister has a plan. You don't have Torah? Destruction. Destruction. I was dealing with a couple once who were going through a very, very difficult situation in their relationship. A married couple going through a difficult situation. Very rocky. Very difficult. And I was trying to help. And we were meeting and giving different answers, but it wasn't really going anywhere for a little bit. One day I was on the phone with the guy, the husband, and the husband said, Rabbi, I want you to know, besides everything else going on in my life with my wife and in my marriage, I mamish feel so far from Hashem these days. I'm not davening really anymore. I'm not learning anymore. Yeah, I'm still keeping Shabbos, keeping Kashrus, whatever, I'm not bringing, but like, Mamish, I don't remember the last time I learned. I don't remember the last time I opened the Sefer. I'll put on my tefillin in the morning and quickly daven. I don't remember the last time I really davened. And I said to him, don't you understand how important this is? Not that this is the key as well to your simcha zechaim and your relationship. Don't get me wrong, there are things we have to work through and there were issues, whatever. But the reason why you're so down and so depressed, part of it is that you're not living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not living with Hashem by your side, you can't see the good in things. If you connect to Torah, you connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom, it gives you the koyach to get through anything. It'll give you the strength to live this life differently, to live your relationship differently. It's a different world with Torah. It's a different world with Yiddishkeit. This was once, I don't remember where I read this, years ago. There was a Yid, the doctor said needed a very serious surgery. And he went for a second opinion. All the doctors said you need this surgery. But it was a very, this was years ago, it was in times of the Chazon Ish. And the surgery was a risky surgery as well. But all the doctor says he needs a surgery. So he decides he's going to go to the Chazon Ish and ask the Chazon Ish what he thinks if he should go and have the surgery. The Chazon Ish. And he explains, he walks into the Chazon Ish and he explains the whole situation and what the doctor said and what his story is and how the second doctor, third doctor. And the Chazon Ish says, listen, if you went already three opinions, doctors, they're the mumchim, they know that you have to have the surgery. You have to have the surgery, okay? It's a sakana, we're going to dive in, but you have to have the surgery. Okay? Once he's there, they started then, he asked a different child, and they started talking and learning. And for about a half hour, this Yid and the Chazon Ish end up talking and learning back and forth. And he was a man, this man was a Talmud Chacham, was a Ben Tayer, he was holding. And the Chazon Ish saw that he was holding. Maybe a little Chassidus, I don't know. But he was holding. They finished the conversation, talking in Torah. The Chazon Ish before you, the guy's walking around, thank you so much. Chazon Ish said, by the way, you don't have to have the surgery. Don't have the surgery. And the man looks at him, what do you mean, Rebbe? Rebbe said I should have the surgery. He goes back to his. When you walked in, I didn't know that you were a Ben Torah. I didn't know that you were mamish holding in Torah and one with Hashem. It's a different mitzias. It's a different teva for someone's with Torah. You don't need the surgery, you're going to be fine. And kachave, complete refuos, he was fine. As a pacha, we can't say things like this. And in certain circles, in certain worlds, if we said over the story, they'd throw us out of the base medrash, or the shul. But Lemaisa, we, those of us here, understand das is emes. We understand that it's a different life with Torah. And with Torah, you could take something that's mamish dead and bring it chiyas. And you live a different life. A sword brought down that, you know, there's a minog we know on Shavuos to have trees in bushes, chveisnish flowers in the shuls. We know there's a big machlekes. The Vilna Goyen was not a big fan of it because of Chukas Akum, but most of us have the minog in the shuls to have, like our Sinai. But even just to have ilanei srok, meaning just greenery. Why specifically greenery that is type of trees that don't even produce fruits or anything? So specifically to remind us that through Kabbalah Zat Torah and Akesher Zat Torah, even the Ilanei Sirach, even these trees that give us nothing, can be alive, can give us chiyas. We once said by Rav Moshe Wolfson brought down a Torah in the Munzi Techa. I don't remember the makor for this, but that the Bizman Mashiach, the Ilanei Sirach, will give forth fruits, will give forth peros. Atzeyar, what's the pasuk? Atzeyar, what's the pasuk? That they'll be singing, they'll be dancing. Oziranu kol atzeyar. Oziranu kol atzeyar. Oziranu kol atzeyar. Then, if we're talking about Oz is always Zman Mashiach. Yiranu atzeyar, the atzeyar, the trees in the forest, which are Ilanisarok, are not fruit trees, just regular trees will be, what are they going to be dancing? Because suddenly, for the first time, they're giving forth peros. He had a whole, maybe he had a chazal, I don't remember exactly. But on Shavuos, each and every one of us, no matter where we're holding, it could be a new chiyus. And if we weren't feeling it till now, we have to believe it and we have to jump into that Kabbalah Torah and have a whole new world. And every one of us it's for. Every one of us. Chasam Sofer brings down, Waxman spoke about this Gemara tonight, the Gemara Nedar and Pehei, that says, Alma of the Aretz, why was there Amo of the Aretz, he said, a Torah, wow, a Torah Shein Kamo. But Amo of the Aretz, why was there Churban Beis HaMikdash?
really fits with this also. Well, I was a Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Shlo Baruch Hu Torah Tchila. That we didn't have Berchas HaTorah. We didn't say Berchas HaTorah. Which is a Peladic Gemara, and we've spoken at this table maybe 20 times before on this Gemara. There's so many beautiful Mefarshim, so much to learn from this Gemara. Obviously, specifically more so during the 3 weeks, which we're not going to have this year, canceled for Mashiach, Bez Hashem. But Lamaisa, so we have to talk now. So he said as follows, and what's Berchas Torah? Baruch Rabbanim Mikol Amim. So the Chassam Sofer says, the reason they didn't make Berchas Torah, because the Yidin thought, Baruch Rabbanu, was only for the Heilige Tzadikim. Who are really the ones Rabban Shem want to be with and chosen? Only for Tzadikim. Baruch Rabbanu is not for you and I. It's not for us, Pasha Tiyirin. It's for the Tzadikim, the Admirim, the... So they didn't make Berchas Torah. The Chassam Sofer says every Yid needs to know, Baruch Rabbanu Mikol Amim is each and every one of us. Each and every one of us Hashem chose and wants to be connected through His Torah. Each and every one of us. We're all Mamlechas Koyanim Goy Kadosh. And we have to believe that. And we have to believe through Torah we can be a different person in a different life. So similarly, a mother once brought a deathly sick child of Aaron Belzer. And asked for a bracha, and gave a big bracha, and she responded, I don't want a bracha, I want a haftocha. A little bit of chutzpah, but a Yiddish mama can have chutzpah. Yiddish mama can have chutzpah. Rabbina once did this to Rabbi David, you know, right? No, not that's a different story. No, when one of his children was married many years without children, and for years got brachas and davening, obviously, and one year, if I'm not mistaken, it was Erev Yom Kippur, he told me. And he was on the phone with Rabbi David. And he asked Rabbi David, or 2 days before he asked Rabbi David, not for a bracha, he wants haftocha. And Rabbi David, first night, he pushed him. Rabbi David said, okay, we'll give you haftocha. And Rabbi David went and took a minyan to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm remembering the story correctly. And they davened by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And the child was pregnant, got pregnant to mamish very soon after, with triplets. With triplets. Then the doctors said that it's not safe because something was going on and they didn't have to abort one or two of the triplets. And so Rabbina went back to Rabbi David, he gave haftacha, now they want to abort, what should we do? He said, don't abort any, it's going to be fine, don't listen, it's all good, doctors know nothing. And Lamaisa had 3 healthy children. Haftacha. So a mother once brought her sick child to Rav Aaron Belzer and said, I don't want a bracha, I want a haftacha. So Rav Aaron Belzer says, who do you think I am? I'm a malach. He says, no. You're above a malach. You're bigger than a malach. The mother says this to Rav Aaron Belzer. You're bigger than a malach. When we have Torah, they don't have Torah. That's right. Once you have Torah, we're bigger than a malach. That's why they wanted the Torah so much. That's why Gemara and Shabbat Peches and all the Medrashim. And he heard this. And he gave haftacha and the child was healed. With Torah, we're mamish above malachim. We're above malachim. Torah unites Shemayim v'aretz. What do we see? Also the Medrash, tremendous Medrash. Thank you. The Medrash says, in Parshas Ve'era, Yud Beis Gimel. The Medrash says, Amar David, Afal Pisha Gozar Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem V'Oreth Nasan Livnei Adam. Kodesh Baruch Hu says the heaven is for God and the world is for us. No two shall meet. Mashal L'mad Avadayim. What's that similar to? L'melech Shagazar V'Amar. A king made a gzerah and he said, B'nei Roimi Lo Yurdu L'Surya. Roimi shouldn't go to, those people can never go to Surya. U'v'nei Surya Lo Yalu L'Romi. And Surya can never go to Romi. Kach, kishabar kishbaruch hazoylem, gazav amar, hashemayim shemayim Hashem, v'arz nesal v'yadam. Heaven is for God, man is the world for people. Kishabikesh litan ha-Torah, listen to this medrash, mamish, listen to this medrash. When he wanted to give the Torah, bitol gzera rishona, he was mevatol the gzera of shemayim shemayim Hashem, v'arz nesal v'yadam. I'm reading medrash. This is mamish, you think I'm reading from the Zohar, I'm not. V'omar hatachtoinim yalu le'alyoinim ve'alyoinim yordu le'tachtoinim v'hani amaschel. Once he gave Torah,
He's mevatel that gzeira and says, now that there's a Torah in the world, Shemayim could kiss the land could kiss Shemayim, and I'm going to start, God said. Shenemar vayirin Hashem al Sinai. Hashem came down on our Sinai. Uksiv ve'al Moshe Omar alei el Hashem. There's no longer Shemayim Shemayim Hashem baruch atah Elohim nei adam. It was mevatel the gzera. It was mevatel the gzera because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said with Torah you could reach the heaven of heavens. Suddenly, now that we have Torah, I could be up with the Kisei HaKavod. And the Rebbeinu Shalom, not only that, and if you feel that's not for you, you're not flying up to God, with Torah, God's going to fly down to you. God's going to be next to you. The Rebbeinu Shalom's next to us. The Nefesh HaChaim says the Rebbeinu Shalom's learning with us when we're learning Torah. He's our Chavrusa. He's our Chavrusa. He's mamish one with us with Torah. We could be one with Shemayim. I thought maybe, because you have this pshat as well, in last week's parasha, parasha's B'chul Kosai, so what's the bracha? B'chul Kosai Te Lechu, which we know, what does Rashi say? B'chul Kosai Te Lechu, we all know. Shetiyu Amelim B'toira. And what's the bracha? V'nasati K'shmeichem B'ita. I'll give rain. Very strange. Torah gets us rain. Torah gets us
mikvah.
A mikvah. Okay. You're saying well. But mamish, you're thinking Torah's going to get us mamish a palace in Shemayim in Olam Ha'emes. Some rain. Because I'm elus b'Torah. No, obviously, rain is the sustenance of the world and gives us really everything physical and all the mefarshim explains schar mitzvos v'hamaleka, and it's just talking about in this world what we're going to gain. But obviously, there's much more schar in the next world. But on a pajib shot, maybe we could suggest, you know what rain is? Rain is the kissing of heaven and earth. Rain is bringing Shemayim v'aretz as one. It's bringing it together. When it rains, there's a kesher, there's a connection. So what brings the connection of Shemayim v'aretz, as we just read in the Medrash? In B'chol Kosai Te'lechu, if you're amal b'Torah, if your mom is steeped in Torah, if you're steeped in Torah, then you're mamish one with Hashem always. We say in Ba'al Yischa, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisum. Al Pi Hashem, by the mouth of Hashem, is His Torah. If we learn His Torah properly, then Yachanu Hashem will camp within us. But Al Pi Hashem, if we're not, through that same Torah, if we're not connecting to Yisum, He's going to travel away. We're not going to be connected to the Rabban Shalom. Chevra, we have to believe and we have to understand. And we have to know that mamish, a world of Torah, is a world of simcha, a world of bracha. Ki lekach toiv nasati lechem toiras yalta zoivu. Ki lekach toiv. The sefer. Maizlish. In the Sichot Vavodas Hashem, he says as follows. He says, if the king gives you something very special, one minute. Oh, one second, let me think of the mashal again.
The painting.
No, it goes like this. If the king gives you something special, it's incredible. The king gives you a present, you're going to love it, you're going to cherish it. Mamish, the melech gave me something. Oh. But imagine if you give the king something, and you give the king, and he takes it, and he puts it on the wall, and he keeps it there, in his wall. Imagine in the White House, you got a meeting with Trump, which in this day and age seems like it might be possible with all the connections in the Jewish world, right? Chvesnes, you're friends with David Freeman or Jared Kushner or whoever it might be, right? He had a meeting with Donald Trump and you brought him something, and he said he loved, you brought him a painting of the Kaisel. As we all know, Donald Trump loves Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. He brought him a painting of the Kaisel, and he loved it so much, he goes
And in the Oval Office, he puts it on the wall. Imagine. In the Oval Office, he puts it on the wall. Painting of the Kaisel. And you're the one who got it for him. You'd feel incredible. That's amazing, right? But if the king then instead, imagine there's a painting in the Oval Office that everybody knows, there's a painting in the Oval Office, and Donald Trump takes it off his wall and gives it to you, and you get to take it home and have a mamish, incredible. So the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Kilekach Toiv. Kilekach. If I would take something from you, that would be really good. That would be special. If the Eibishter would take something from us, that's awesome. That we'd feel good about that. But Nasati Lechem. I'm giving you something. And I'm not just giving you anything. I'm giving you Torah, see, my Torah, my Halakha Torah, that was Gonuz, that was in my Gniza. For 974 generations before the world was created. I'm asking you one favor. The only thing I ask, don't leave it. Cherish it, live it, learn it. Be one with it. Torah has to be our chiyas, has to be a life. I want to end with a Gemara. And the Gemara is this Torah, when I saw this Torah, I saw it originally, I think, in the Sefer Oitros HaTorah. And I'm still shaking from the Torah. So years ago. And I'm still shaking from it. And I think about this, mamish, every day leading up to Shavuos. This is a Torah that just sticks in my mind. I don't know if I shared this with the Chavar yet. Don't ever forget this. The Gemara in Samach Aleph and Mebez in Brachos. We all know the Gemara. I'm not going to read the whole Gemara for the sake of time. But we know the Gemara with Rabbi Kiva when Rabbi Kiva was put in jail. And he meets up with Pappas ben Yehuda. And there we have the whole entire mashal with the fox, right? As we all know. And then the Gemara says as follows. Right, Pappas first was all upset with Rabbi Kiva that he was teaching Torah Barabim and he was putting his life at risk. And Rabbi Kiva said the mashal, right? You know the mashal. When the fox tried to get the fish out of water, and the fish said, if we come to you, Vada, we're dead, at least let us be in the water. And Rabbi Kiva is saying, basically, there's no chiyas without Torah. I'm not going to stop learning Torah. So Rabbi Kiva ends up in jail. And who does he end up in jail with? Later, that same Pappas. That same Pappas that was questioning him of why he's teaching Torah Barabim ends up in jail together with him. And let's read the Gemara. They grabbed Rabbi Akiva and they captured him into jail. And they also captured Pappas and he was put together with Rabbi Akiva in the cell. So here you have now suddenly Pappas and Rabbi Akiva. Pappas, who was questioning Rabbi Akiva about his learning earlier, ends up in the jail cell together. Amr lo pasif. Pappas. Amr lo. It sounds like Rabbi Kiva said to him, Mi haviyach lekan? What brought you here? Rabbi Kiva said to Pappas, what are you doing here? Why are you here? You know why I'm in jail. You called me out on it already, right? You knew I'm going to end up here. Pappas, what are you doing here? Mi haviyach lekan? Amr Lehi said to him, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, praise with the same puppets that was questioning. Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, shenisfazda al divrei Torah. Praiseworthy are you that you were grabbed and you're clutched into jail because of Torah. Oilo the puppets, shenisfaz al divrei betalim. That I was captured because of Dvarim Betalim. So he doesn't explain why. He just says Dvarim Betalim. Dvarim Betalim sounds like nothing chashev, right? Dvarim Betalim, meaningless things. Akiva, praise you ended up here because of Torah, which is way more chashev than whatever reason I ended up here. Comparable to you, Dvarim Betalim, for a meaningless reason. So you would assume whatever pup has ended up there was something, some little crime. He stole an apple from the... That's what you would assume. So an apple from some market, right? Compared to Rabbi Akiva. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara, Dvarim Batalim. What were the Dvarim Batalim? Listen to this, Chevra. If you open up the Gemara Tainis, on Daf Yud Ches Mabez, in Tainis Yud Ches Mabez, you're going to find a Rashi. And the Rashi there is talking about Lulinus and Pappas, who were brothers. And Rashi first says, Lulinus and Pappas, Tzadikim Gemurim Hayu. They were Tzadikim Gemurim. It's a big lashon. Rashi says, Tzadikim Gemurim, not just Tzadik, Tzadikim Gemurim. And he goes on to explain the next Rashi. Zun Tainis Yud Chesim Abeyes. Yeshomim Shenergu. Why were they killed? Why was Pappas in jail and eventually killed, just like Rabbi Akiva was killed? So Pappas said, I was killed because of Dvarim Batalim. Meaningless things, right? Listen to what Rashi says. I'm shaking about to read this, Rashi, if you know. Al bi tusho melech, there's a princess of the king, shenim says haruga, that was found murdered. V'amru ha-yehudim hargu. So of course there was a blood libel. And all the goyim, all the anti-Semites, they said the Jews did it. It's always the Jews' fault. Nothing's changed in all of history. It's the Jews killing all the Palestinians who are peaceful protesters. Nothing's changed in all of history. So there's a dead goy. Must be the Yidden did it. Must be the Yidden did it. Put the blood in their matzahs. Nothing's changed. Esav Soines Yaakov. Look at the world. Look at the world view. And not just in the Arab countries. If you see the cover of our publications here in America, it's scary. The sheker should be sheker. That's allowed to go on. Shem Yirachim. So here too, of course, right away, Yehudim Hargu. V'gazru gzeira al soneim shel Yisrael. So they made a big gzeira. All the Jews are going to have Echvesnish. I don't know, they're going to kill them all. It doesn't say exactly what. They're going to put, so they just said, obviously none of the Jews did this. But no one's, they don't know who, they just said the Jews. So all the Jews are going to pay for it. And there's going to be mamish pogroms. And mamish, who are hundreds of Jews are going to be killed. Thousands of Jews are going to be killed. Va'amdu elu. Luliness and Pappas, these brothers of Tzadikim Gemurim stood up. Upadu as Yisrael. And they redeemed all Klal Yisrael. Va'amru anu hargnuha. And they said, we were the murderers. They didn't do anything. To save Klal Yisrael, they put themselves out there and said, we did it. V'harag ha-melech le'ilu b'vad. So the king said, oh yeah? Okay, the Yidden could be okay. We don't have to do anything to the Yidden. We're just going to kill these two. They took their lives to save all of the city, all of Klal Yisrael. They went and were moiser nefesh on behalf of Klal Yisrael. That's why Pappas was in jail. Beferish Rashi, Yudches Mebeis and Tainus. And the Gemara in Brachos HaMaralach, Pappas says, I'm here for Dvarim Betalim. Could you believe Dvarim Betalim? For meaningless nothing activities. How could it be? Not everybody would be ready to hear this, but the only way to understand Pshat in the Gemara is that Pappas Ben Yehuda is teaching us that in compared to be Moshe Nefesh with Torah, even what he did is Dvarim Betalim. Even what he did is Dvarim Betalim. Because the whole world is for Torah. And the whole world is for Amelus B'Torah. And it's kash with Torah. And it's kash with, of course, what he did was incredible. But when you compare it to Messias Nefesh for Torah, he felt it's Dvarim Batalim. Now, I don't believe too many people could hear that and understand what we just said. But I don't need, honestly, I don't see another pshat in the Gemara. But for each and every one of us sitting here, we understand that we're about to take part in Bez Hashem with the Eilig Yantav Shavuos Abel's Torah is a new beginning, a whole new world. Because a world with Torah is a different world. And all of Chiyas is Kiyem Chayinu V'Chimeinu is only to follow Torah, to live Torah, to be one with Torah. And without it, it's a different Velt, it's not Chiyas, we're not alive. Everything else is Dvarim B'Telim in comparison to Torah and the life of Torah. Mirz Hashem, each and every one of us should be Zoyecha. It's the most Heilig of Yom Tovim. A yontiv that whether it's when we're up all night learning, whether it's when we're standing by Har Sinai in the morning by Kabbalah's Torah, after of course going to the mikveh, morning of Shavuos morning, how could we go Kabbalah's Torah without going mikveh? We're standing there by Har Sinai. We should feel it and relive and be one and hear that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Hear it and be paralyzed by it. For his chadshus of a new life, and even though we've been living lefi Torah, but more so, more his chaskus, more his slavus, a deeper connection to libra Torah, to amelus b'Torah, to a life of Torah, until we're zoicha to have all those trees be dancing with bias Mashiach, with the gula shleima, the gila of the Rebbeinu Shalom again, b'mheiru yameinu, b'karav mamish.
Amen.